horse with the speed of light, a cloud of dust, and a hearty, hi-yo, Silver, the Lone Ranger. Western United States, the Lone Ranger led the fight for law and order. Cattle rustlers and renegade Indians, road agents and confidence men, every criminal in the new territory learned to fear the strength and courage of the masked rider of the plains. It was he, more than any other man, who blazed the trail for justice and made possible the winning of the West. Return with us now to those thrilling days of yesteryear. From out of the past come the thundering hoofbeats of the great horse Silver. The Lone Ranger rides again.
Come on, Silver! We're heading for Saddle Bow! Tuttle's waiting for us! Hi-yo, Silver, away!
The stage from Pecos to Saddle Bow ran through a rocky pass halfway between two towns. At 4 o'clock in the afternoon, a man on a black horse concealed himself behind the lengthening shadow cast by a huge rock. As the man heard the stagecoach approaching, he took a black kerchief out of his pocket, adjusted it over his face so that only his eyes showed below the brim of his sombrero. His hand stole toward his gun.
Come on there, you Lionback! Lay into that trace! We'll never get the Saddle Bow if you horses.
Hold up! Don't reach for your shotgun. Driver, them horses ain't never getting the Saddle Bow, just like you said. Climb down and open the door.
All you got is one passenger.
Climb down.
Here, mister. If you want the Wells Fargo gold, it's in the boot. But it's for the passenger.
I said open that door. Everybody pile out. Come on.
Gosh, is this a real holdup?
Now, take it easy, son. Nothing to get alarmed about.
Well, I ain't scared, mister. Who is he?
Son, I wish I knew.
You got any more passengers?
Nope, just the young one.
Yeah. Lift the Wells Fargo Express box out to the road.
Reckon you're holding the ace in your hand, mister.
Now unhitch them horses.
Huh?
Unhitch the horses.
Now wait a minute, stranger. You can't.
You're going to do what I tell you? I ain't wasting the next bullet, savvy.
Just a second. Just a second. If I had my shotgun with me. There.
Which horse can a maverick ride?
The boy? The only one that's real gentle is Betsy, the off-wheeler. Rest is only half broke.
All right, boy, get on that horse.
Gosh, you mean I can ride him, mister?
You can, as soon as this here stubborn stage driver cuts her loose with the rest.
Now, wait.
I warned you.
Up you go, son.
Now, just borrow your whip.
Hey, what in thunder are you doing? You're stampeding my horses.
Sure, that's how you can't move fast, mister. No, you don't, Betsy. Your one horse is going with me. Driver, heist up that Wells Fargo box.
Where are you going with that kid?
Give me that express box pronto.
Here you are.
Now, mister, if you want to get the Saddle Bow, you can walk. Or you can pull your own stagecoach. Adios.
Are we taking a ride, mister?
Yeah, kid, we sure are.
Doggone your hide, you ornery coyote. Leave that boy alone.
Don't you mind your own affairs.
You coyote, I'll make you.
Get away from that shotgun.
I'll show you.
Oh. Next time you do your shooting with your left hand, driver.
You yellow polecat.
Get up there. Come on. Get up there.
There's sure going to be a rumpus when old Benners and his wife learn their grandson got took off by a road agent. What fur would anyone take a kid like that?
He come back empty-handed, Ma.
Oh.
Help me off this horse, will you?
Here, leave me to it, Mrs. Benners.
Oh, Dave, it's been a whole 2 weeks now.
2 weeks and a day, Ma.
More than 2 whole weeks. Ain't there no trace of our grandson?
Easy, Benners. You're plumb wore out.
What's happened to him? That fella that robbed the stage,
Mr. You've got to stop taking on. Little Bob's all right. He's got to be all right. I reckon I'm a mite stiff.
Small wonder, Dave Benners. He ain't had a wink of sleep since it happened.
We've been out covering the country, Ma.
2 whole weeks. Oh, the poor little feller.
Now, don't you worry. If that feller's looking for ransom...
We'll give all we got.
But we ain't heard nary a sign.
We'll get the posse.
Oh, the posse's been out a dozen times. Our own nephew's been combing the whole territory. Dave, you don't think it.
Yeah, Ma, the young'un's all right, Savvy. He's all right.
Then why don't we hear something? Why don't we hear...
As soon as I get some fiddles, I'm going out again.
You need some sleep, Ben.
I don't need nothing.
You're an old man. You've been living in the saddle.
I tell you, I'm going out. Doggone it, Haskins, it's my own grandson that's gone. His pa and Ma are dead. Rest their souls. He was sent out for us to take care of. We gotta find him. We gotta.
Dave, you gotta get some...
Don't want no rest. Can't rest. Well, we gotta keep trying. We can't give up. Little fella must be somewhere, is he?
Benner.
Dave.
I feel kind of...
Quick, Haskins. Lay him on the bunk. Dave.
Steady, old timer. Just lay down here.
No, I'm gonna... Gotta find Bob. Gotta...
Dave. Haskins, he took bad. You better run for the doctor.
Yeah, the doc. The Sawbones. I'll get him here fast.
Tell you I'm right as rain. Now, let me up.
You lay down. Stay there, Dave Benners. Them's orders.
But, Doc, I...
You heard me. Stay there. We look after your grandson. But don't you get out of that bed, Savvy.
Doc, how is he? How is Dave?
Well, he's just tired, Miss Benners. Just plain tired.
He sure ain't nothing serious.
He's an old man, Ruth. But traipsing around like he's been doing... Without getting him down, can't be done. You just see to it he don't get up, that's all.
It's Bob that's worrying him.
Me and Haskins, he'll make sure the search keeps right on. Hey, Haskins?
You're plumb dead center on that, Doc.
Got to get to town, Beth. Got more patients. You get in there and look after Dave.
I'll see that he don't get up.
I'll ride away with you, Doc. Then I head west.
And I'm heading east for Saddle Bowl. Haskins.
Yeah?
I didn't want to ask in front of Beth and Dave, but how's it going?
The young one?
Mm-hmm. Any chance?
It sure looks bad, Doc. Just between us and the horses, it looks plumb hopeless.
Them old folks is going to take it mighty hard.
Reckon so.
Tell you the honest truth, Haskins. If that boy don't turn up, I mighty fear Dave Benners ain't going to live.
Bad, huh?
He's worrying and fretting himself to death, that's what. And I wouldn't be surprised to see his wife head the same way, too. They're old, Haskins.
They was looking forward to seeing that young one. Doc, he was one of the nicest kids you ever seen.
Their grandson, coming out west to be their ward. Dad, nabbit Haskins, who could have pulled a low-down trick like that?
We'll still keep searching, Doc, but it ain't no use. I don't reckon they'll ever see that little feller.
They'll both die of broken hearts.
Yeah. Well, adios, Doc. Tell the folks in Saddle Bowl we're still looking.
Adios.
Come on, boy, come on.
Doctor sure sees plenty of human misery. Get up, hoss. We're heading for Saddle Bow, hoss. Every step of the way, I'm going to be thinking about Benners and his wife and his grandson. Sure wish there was something could be done. Yeah, every step of the way. Stop.
Huh?
Audience. A masked man, an Indian. What does this mean?
Doctor, we want to talk to you.
I ain't got no truck with... Well, burn my hide. Mister, I didn't recognize you.
We jumped from Butch, huh?
The Lone Ranger. The Lone Ranger on Tonto. Well, I ain't seen you since that epidemic back in Powder Gulch.
Well, that was a long time ago.
Not long enough for me to ever forget how you saved me from being tarred and feathered. And saved the folks from being killed by the fever, too.
Hey, you've just come from the Benners Ranch, haven't you?
Yeah.
Why, yes, I have, mister.
We heard rumors about a stagecoach robbery, Doctor. There's a boy missing.
Huh? Is that why you're here?
We hear talk about a man named Benners. Him sick, huh?
Injun? Mister, if that grandson of Dave Benners ain't located, I'm afraid Dave is reaching the end of his rope.
Not bad, huh?
Not only Dave, but his wife, Beth.
Have they any other relatives?
Got a worthless nephew named Brock. Ain't a bad young feller, but there ain't nothing really good about him. Just occurred to me, if that grandson don't show up, and if Dave and Beth Benners should happen to die...
Yes?
Well, then the only heir would be Brock, the nephew.
I see. You have other patients?
Yes, I have, and... By gravy, I better get to them.
Well, we'll ride part of the way with you, Doctor. Now, would you mind telling us all you know about the Benners, including their nephew? Toto and I want to help all we can. All right, thanks. We've heard enough.
Huh?
We'll leave you here, Doctor. It's just as well that a masked man isn't seen in Saddle Bow.
But you're the Lone Ranger.
The way the town is upset about the stagecoach holdup, I don't think you'd have time to explain the difference between one masked man and another. Now, we ride, Tonto. Oh, one thing more.
Yeah?
This man who held up the stagecoach, he wore a black bandana?
So Haskins, the driver, described him. Black horse and black bandana with eye holes cut in it.
Right. Come on, Silver.
Get him up, Scout.
We've got to find the trail, Santa.
Where we go?
We're heading for the stagecoach trail. Follow me. Come on, Silver.
Fast this, Scout.
Hail, Silver! Hooray!
This is it, Santa. Trail empty.
The holdup took place right on this spot, Kemosabe. Hard ground. Trail is over 2 weeks old. You think we can pick it up?
Me not know.
Here's something, Tonto.
Bullet.
The side of the road. This must be one of the bullets the road agent fired at the stage driver.
Only one way for horse to go off trail.
Yes. We know the holdup man didn't keep on the regular trail. He couldn't turn the other way because of those steep rocks. He must have headed off in this direction.
There's nothing here.
Not a mark on the ground.
We come too late, Kemosabe.
2 weeks.
Look.
What is it?
Look here. On tree.
Yes. Yes, Tonto.
Black mark.
About 8 hands high. Just far enough up so a horse's forequarters would brush against the trunk. It's black paint, Kemosabe.
Maybe from Badman horse, huh?
A hold-up man rode a black horse. Perhaps that horse wasn't really black. Perhaps the horse was painted black. Look here, Tonto. Brown hair caught in this rip in the bark. Tonto, that bad man rode a brown horse.
But why him paint horse in first place?
Don't you savvy, Tonto? Because that horse would have been recognized. Tonto, whoever held up the stage and took Benner's grandson, Tonto, that man lives around here in Saddle Bow.
What's that?
Rifle fire.
Them bullet come close.
Tonto, quick, back of the horses. Steady, Silver.
Horse.
Tonto, up there. Those shots are coming from the cliff above the road.
Not right.
We can't get up this way. It's too steep. We'll have to go the long way around.
It takes maybe a long time. Maybe man who shoot him gone.
Come on, we've got to find out.
Pass this. Get him up, Scout. This place.
Not a sign of anyone.
Their road down below.
It took us an hour to get up here, Kemosabe. Whoever tossed bullets at us had plenty of time to vamoose.
There's no trail here.
No, he's gone. But it must have been a hold-up man. We know he has a brown horse, painted black to avoid recognition. And that's not all, Tonto. I think I know who that man is.
The curtain falls on the first act of our Lone Ranger story. Before the next exciting scenes, please permit us to pause for just a few moments. Thank you. to continue our story. When the Lone Ranger and Tonto reached the top of the cliff, they found no trace of the rifleman who had tried to shoot them down. Because they'd been forced to take a roundabout path, the man on the cliff was able to ride away undetected.
They'll never get me, never, never.
For hours, he urged his mount forward to the full gallop, and finally pulled up in front of a lonely wigwam, deep in a pine forest.
Eagle Feather! Eagle Feather!
Eagle Feather here. What you want?
Where's the kid?
Him play in woods. Him plenty good, little fella.
Listen, Eagle Feather, I told you to keep that kid inside the wigwam. What am I paying you for?
Me not got money yet.
You'll get it, you'll get it. Just as soon as my uncle and aunt... Well, I'm coming into a fistful of cash right soon. You'll get it?
Maybe Eagle Feather make mistake, huh?
What do you mean?
You talk smooth, like running brook. Eagle Feather and Squaw, we lose Papoose. Eagle Feather Squaw cry tears from eyes.
Sure, you lost your own kid, so I made a deal with you to bring you another one. I told you this one was an orphan, didn't I? I told you didn't have no one to bring him up proper.
Why you not do that?
Oh, I ain't no hand can for a kid. Besides, I'm paying you.
Mm.
Now, look here. You made a promise, didn't you? Well, didn't you?
I make promise.
All right, then. Just stick to your word. What I come to tell you is keep that kid out of sight, savvy?
No stranger come here in forest.
Keep him out of sight. You never know when riders is apt to wander or where they're coming from.
Father!
That's him now.
Him call me.
Wait. Remember what I said, Savvy. Keep that kid out of sight. I don't want nobody to find him.
Eagle Feather!
Come on, you mangy bag of bones. Come on, get up
there. Whip horse.
Hello.
Eagle Feather, where are you?
Where, little fella? Did not find way out thick forest, huh?
Look, I caught a fish. Look.
You fine young brave. He fine. You like it here, little one?
It's fun. I've never had so much fun.
Eagle Feather like you. Red Cloud like you.
And I like it here fine. I want to stay here always.
You got grandfather, grandmother. What about them?
Gosh, I've never seen them. I suppose I ought to want to see them sometime. But I want to stay here. I like it here. Eagle Feather.
Hmm?
Who was that on the horse?
You see him?
No, but I heard the horse go away. Who was it?
You not worry about that, little fella. You not worry. But Eagle Feather, him worry plenty. Me make promise. Sometime promise good. Sometime bad. This time, me not sure.
Hello, Andy. How you?
Look, it's so loud.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I plumb forgot. I hate to say it, Andy, but I figure it's hopeless looking for the kid.
If Dave dies, I don't want to live. You'll be there, Brock. Just you.
Well, that's all right.
This ranch will be yours. All the money we got in the bank, it'll be yours. Oh, I mustn't talk this way. There's still hope. We can still find Bob.
I got to go out and curry home my horse, Andy.
But it's true, ain't it? We can't give up, can we? Not yet, Brock.
Well, I better tend to my horse, Andy.
You wouldn't say... Brock couldn't say. Reckon everybody's give up but me. And me, I ain't got much hope left neither. Not much left.
Little reckon it's all over but the shouting. Yeah, they're old. Why shouldn't they die? Old people can't live forever. And all this here ranch will be mine. All of it.
That's where you're wrong, Brock.
What?
I've been waiting for you to come out of the barn.
Who are you? What? Mask.
You shot at me from the top of the cliff, didn't you? Rifle fire. It's hot on me.
Well, you're local.
You won't get away with it, Brock.
I don't savvy what you're talking about.
Don't you? This horse of yours is brown, isn't he?
Well, sure.
It wasn't brown an hour ago.
Huh?
We saw you stop outside the ranch at the spring. You washed black paint off this horse.
It ain't so.
It is. What's more, we found this. It's yours, isn't it?
Black bandana.
Speak up.
All right. All right, mister, you're wise to what's going on. If it's any of your business...
Where's the boy? Have you done anything to him? I'll see you...
Oh, he's alive, all right. Alive and happy. Now, look, mister. I don't know you, and I ain't asking no questions. You're masked. As far as I know, you're an outlaw. So I don't have to worry none about telling anyone, savvy?
Where's the boy?
Oh, no. Come back in about a month, mister, and maybe I'll give you some cash so as to forget about this. Yeah, a month ought to be time enough for me. You see, I expect to fall into an inheritance.
Brock, you...
Wearing your guns, ain't you? Well, I got my holster strapped down, too.
There'll be no gunfighting, Brock.
Yeah?
I reckon you heard I'm plenty quick on the trigger. Now get out of here. I'm going to make you get out.
Don't move.
Oh, let go. Let go. You got a grip like iron.
You struggle, you're apt to crush your hand.
I ain't reaching for my gun again, mister.
Get this, Brock. You're bringing that boy back here.
You can't bluff me.
I said you're bringing him back, pronto. If you don't, you'll see me again. Adios.
Wait up. Him telling me what to do. A Jeff wearing a mask. Oh, there he goes. Where's that saddle? I sure that masked hombre can't bluff me. I'm going to see Eagle Feather. I'll make doggone sure that kid never shows up. Never.
That's Brock, Tonto. He's heading west in a hurry.
And what we do?
He's got the boy someplace. Our guess was right. I knew it as soon as I looked at his face when I saw him in the barn.
Ah.
He thinks I'm an outlaw, Kemosabe.
Only doctor know who you are.
I'm going after Brock,
Tonto. I'm go too.
No. You head back for the Benner's ranch. Tell them their grandson has been found.
Huh?
Yes. Yes, tell them he's been found. I'm going after Brock myself. Tell them the boy has been found, Tonto, because he will be found.
Ah, Nico. Get him up, Scout.
Him, Eagle Feather. What do you think I come riding out here in the middle of the night for? You gonna do like I say?
Eagle Feather, not sure what you mean.
Pack up, that's what I mean. You and your squaw and the kid, all of you, pack up and head out west.
Why you not say this for?
Never mind that, I'm saying it now. You can use that money, can't you?
Eagle Feather and squaw belong lost tribe, plenty poor. Need money bad.
Then you'll get it, but only if you do like I say.
We take little fella, head west.
You don't have to go so far, 100, maybe 200 miles.
Maybe near Rainbow Creek, huh?
Rainbow Creek, yeah. I'll send you the money care of Wells Fargo, Rainbow Creek.
Yeah. We go in morning. We fix Bavois.
Tonight. Tonight. You ain't waiting for morning. You go now, savvy?
But you say...
Now, the sooner the better. You made a promise to me, and you got to stick to it. Tonight. Get busy and get out. I got to get back to the range.
Him not good. Too bad Eagle Feather make promise. Me get squaw, get little brave, go long trip.
Eagle Feather, that boy isn't going with you.
You step from forest like owl that flies without sound.
Eagle Feather, you've got to listen to me. I followed Brock and listened as you talked. Do you know why Brock wants the boy out of the way?
Him say, boy all alone. Boy got no mother, no father.
The boy was going to his grandparents to be cared for. If the boy disappears, Brock will get the inheritance that should be the boy's.
What that?
It's true, you can believe me.
It's dark. Eagle Feather not see face of man who talk. But voice sound like good voice. Honest voice. But I make promise.
A promise that doesn't count. It can't count. Eagle Feather, that boy's grandfather is sick. If the boy doesn't come, he may die. You've got to let me take him back. Well?
Eagle Feather, do that. You're right. Eagle Feather, take boy to grandfather.
Good. I knew you'd help me.
No, you ain't masked man.
Brock.
Good thing I backtrack. Think you're smart, huh, masked man? If you want that kid, you'll have to take care of me first.
Don't stop me, Brock. Eagle Feather, get the boy.
Me go and we...
You ain't getting him, mister. This time I'm drawn and you ain't close enough to stop me.
You missed it.
Then I'll beat you with my hands. How do you like that, masked man? That kid ain't going with you.
He is, Brock. No matter what you say, that boy's going back.
That's what you say. Thanks.
Well, Injun, where is he? Where's my grandson?
You wait.
Oh, you said that hours ago. I brung the folks from town. They're all here waiting.
Maybe the Injun's making it all up.
Yeah, we ain't seen the boy.
We looked all over.
Hey, who is that Injun, anyways?
I tell truth. Boy, him come back.
You see him, Injun?
No.
Where is he?
Tonto not know that.
You ain't seen him. You don't know where he is. And you keep saying he'll be back. But nobody even knows who you are.
Me, Tonto. Doctor know me.
Doctor ain't here, Injun. He's back in Saddle Bow with some other folks that are sick.
Now, Dave, you got to rest easy.
Injun, if you ain't giving a straight story, I wish you'd have never showed your face in here. Now that you build up my hopes for nothing, I feel worse than I did before.
Injun, you shouldn't have done it.
It's true.
You said that in the middle of the night. Look, the sun's coming up already. It's been hours. We hoped and we prayed. Now the sun's coming up. There ain't no sign of Bob. No sign of...
Ma, what are you staring at?
Dave, this rider's coming. Come on up to the house.
Injun, give me a lift. Carry me to the window.
It's a masculine and an Injun. Dave, they've got a boy with them.
Is it Bob?
That white friend. Him bring boy. Me carry you outside.
Come on. We're all going outside. Bob.
My grandson. Injun, carry me closer.
Bob, these are your grandparents. You're going to stay with them.
Oh, I like them.
Miss Minnie, you brung them to us. You brung them.
Yes, Mrs. Benners. This is Eagle Feather. He's a friend of your grandson. He sheltered him.
He did, huh? Well, Eagle Feather, you can make this ranch your home as long as you live.
Eagle Feather, good friend to you.
My grandson. Some feller, ain't he, yes? I come to think of it, where's Brock, my nephew? He ought to be here.
I have a message from Brock. He wanted me to tell you he's decided to head west for California. I don't think he'll be back.
Huh?
I think it's for the best, Benners. He'll agree later. Come, Tonto.
Well, I ain't got time to figure out about Brock. And to tell the truth, I don't care much. Brock's old enough to take care of himself. But this here's our grandson, our own boy. Oh, I feel fine. I feel gin dandy.
Come on, you folks, come on. Let's go into the house and celebrate. I'm fixing breakfast for my grandson, and you're all invited.
Me worry about you, Kimasabi.
I had a battle with Brock, Tanda, but I brought the boy. As for Brock, well, I thought it better that his aunt and uncle never learned what he tried to do to them. Perhaps he'll start a new life in California.
Look, them plenty happy, huh?
Yes, Tedder, very happy. And they'll be happy for a long time. Come on, Silver Old Boy.
Get him up, Scout.
Hail, Silver, away!
The story you have just heard is a copyrighted feature of the Lone Ranger Incorporated.